This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
This is the besotted Pride of West London. This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. I had to stop there because I was just watching the Wolves goalkeeper absolutely giving it large to the West End. It's Brentford 1, Wolverhampton 1. We're in the hat. We're in the hat for the fourth round of the cup. So we all know who we all have in the fourth round of the cup. The lights have gone out. Oh, we got a light show. There we go. But listen, we know who's going to the fourth round of the cup. We thought 1-0 up. We thought we might get a win here. Wolves cheated. They failed Norgard, another injury, put another player down. So we got another player injured, down to 10 players they were for probably about 80 minutes. We couldn't score another goal. They got an equaliser. We're going back to Wolverhampton for the third time in a month as well. And they're playing them again quite soon. But anyway, listen, a bit disappointed that, wasn't it?
Well, very disappointing, really. Down to 10 men so early on, we really needed to capitalise on it, and we didn't. I mean, it was there for the taking, but we didn't. Half the time, I forgot actually we were up against 10 men, but we just didn't make the most of it.
There were some plus points today as well. Joshua Silva came back, didn't he?
It was so good to see Joshua Silva back out there, making a few runs like he used to. Really good to see him back out there. He's done 60 minutes. That'd do his confidence good. It's good for the team, but it just wasn't to be today, you know? And Norgard, Jensen both going on, off rather. The injuries go on. What have we got to do? I don't know.
What have we got to do? Questions are here. Do you want to talk? Bit disappointing that result, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's been a bit of our season, hasn't it? Like, just tippy-tappy around the edge of the box, but no cutting edge at the end of it. We need Tony back.
We need Tony back. We need a lot of players back. Norgard going out so early in the game. Yeah. Obviously, again, another thing affects it. You've got a player who's very instrumental the way you play. He goes out. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're on a bit of a struggle, aren't you?
Yeah, this is it. And this is the injuries, isn't it? It's classic of every team that always has loads of injuries. There always seems to be one every season, isn't there? And it's us this season. And when you have that, you just have no rhythm to your game, no balance to the team. You see it, and it affects results. And it's just us this season. It's going to be a scrappy one. We just have to live through it, don't we?
We're still in the hat, though.
Oh, yeah. I still think we'll stay up, in my brutal opinion. But it's got to get for this season, eh? Got to get for this season and get the lads back. And let's hope next season there isn't the horrendous amount of injuries we have. this season. And we'll have a chance, eh?
Let's move on.
Exactly.
Right, okay. You beat?
Oh, yeah, all the way. I've been donkey's years.
That's right. So listen, I'm going to chat to you in a minute, but I just noticed somebody hobbling down the stairs here as well. The hobbler's going down the stairs. Ali Malali, the place. Sorry, I didn't really mean to call you the hobbler. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. At least you're smiling. That means you must have seen some things that you're happier about than you've seen recently.
Well, we didn't lose. That was a good start. Okay. I thought De Silva was a real bright spot. For somebody who's not played since August, I thought he had a really, really good game. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that we can't keep a clean sheet for love or money. That goal was too easy for them. We just thought, like, we're still sitting at our 18-yard box where they play a short corner and nobody goes out to the ball. It's really, really frustrating. And it's not done on a confidence any good, failing to beat 10 men, having gone 1-0 up. The atmosphere was just awful. And I mean, you and I are old enough to remember when the FA Cup was the big competition, wasn't it, for everyone? And I think it's just really sad that you come along to an FA Cup game and the atmosphere is so flat. You can't say fair play to the Wolves fans who gave it absolutely everything.
That's the loudest sport we've had down there for a while.
Yeah, and fair play to them. But I would say, I think if the boot was on the other foot, it might be reversed, I think, because you just get so many people who don't normally come. And of course we want new people to come, but if you're going to come, you can't have people who are sitting down in their seats having a nap. I mean, I know it wasn't great, but come on. If you're going to come and at least try and get behind the team. So I think it's really sad the FA Cup's ended up that way.
But
we didn't lose, so you know that's a slight positive, and obviously very worrying about Norgaard going off. Damsgaard! I thought Damsgaard had another excellent game.
Damsgaard as well in the house as well. Listen, we've got the Dutch. We just had the Dutch left, but they're the Dutch, new Dutch. They're not Dutch bees, but they've just seen the bees for the first time. The Dutch. But I've got the real Dutchman here as well. We had to get rid of the other Dutchmen as well because you were feeling a bit paranoid. You know what I'm saying? That you know, there are too many Dutch people around you, didn't you? But did you think the players were feeling paranoid as well, that they didn't really want to score one more? They didn't know how many players are on the other side or something, was it?
I thought they hit their missing man quite well, actually. They moved it all over the park and we never really found what the gap was. Bit of a lack of confidence, I think. There was some good stuff. You know, good to see Josh back. He's a very different player than anything else we got, and he adds something different. Which was good, and a good goal from Malpay, but again gave away a corner which we shouldn't have done for the goal. And you know, someone said, well, it looks like we're playing without any recognised strikers. You go, well, we are really. And that's the problem with it. Chance after chance, we stopped the rot, we haven't lost, no one wanted a replay, but just say we're in the cup,
we're in the hat,
we're in the cup, and we've got a couple of weeks off, and who knows what's going to come back in that time. Maybe nobody. I think we're still a few, you know, 6-8 weeks away before we really start to see the team back. But you can just see players coming back one by one do make a difference. Tony, if he comes back, when he comes back, will make a massive difference, having a presence up front that we just haven't got. And I just think, really, what's the matter with their goalkeeper? What was up with him at the end?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just don't understand that.
You beast.
Walls away.
So listen, we're in the hat. That's the first thing. The fourth round, we're in the hat. The second thing, we didn't lose. Things are looking up, aren't they?
I mean, we've stopped the rot, haven't we? I mean, five in a row beaten. I mean, a draw feels like a bit of a win, doesn't it? I mean, if it's a draw against Wolves in the cup, I mean, we've got to take these small wins, haven't we? So,
I mean,
on the way up.
But the thing is, you say it's a draw, but the fact is that we could have actually won that game. You know what I'm saying as well? And we're not saying it's sort of like, you know, with the rose-tinted glasses. You know, we're actually saying that we could have won that game. Okay, they scored a good goal in the second half. You can argue that, you know, they weren't closed down. We got caught out by a corner yet again. You know, all these things that we say. But there are quite a lot of bright spots in this game.
It looked a lot more positive than what we've seen in recent times. I mean, the fact that Josh De Silva's back is a good thing. The fact that we've got other people coming back and people are training, that's always positive. And no, I don't think we played badly. I don't think we deserved to lose the game. I mean, I'm not saying we did, but I don't think you could have argued if we'd have won. I don't think you could have turned around and gone, oh, they didn't deserve to win or whatever. But you definitely could have turned around and gone, I don't think they deserve to lose if we did lose. I think there were quite a few positives. And people coming back always helps that as well. So hopefully it's a bit more uplifted in the camp and whatever. And we haven't lost. So take that on to Nottingham Forest. I mean, that's a massive game.
We're going to want to take that on to Nottingham Forest, or maybe we'll take that on to Wolverhampton Wanderers when we play them again beforehand, because they've now scuppered that kind of clear run that we had onto like a two-week and one-day break, even though it was. But before that, I mean, I know you're talking about it's great players coming back, but typical Brentford again, we go into this game 10 minutes in, all of a sudden we use another player, and a key player as well, Norgaard. Okay, he went hobbling off in that match as well. It looked, I mean, again, it looked like, you know, when Mbeumo went off, and we sort of kind of got, saw him limping off, we thought, okay, that looks quite bad, but, you know, hopefully he'll be back in 2 or 3 weeks. Next minute, bang, it's 4 months. It'll be a bit of a disaster if Norgaard's out for 4 months, isn't it?
It would. I mean, it goes from bad to... I mean, with Rico Henry, I mean, it didn't look like too much as he's hobbled off the pitch at Newcastle, and we find out it's an ACL. I mean, we'll have to have a look and see what the outcomes of it are. But, I mean, to lose Norgaard as well, I mean, that's just a... Talk about kicking while you're down. I'll be gutted.
But I'm going to put another positives inside there. We had a couple of young kids that have come on as well, and, you know, they're bright stars. And for me, the positivity is that these young kids are... This is kind of where we're going. You know, listen, they're getting 15, 20 minutes here, maybe half an hour there. You know, some of them are playing games here, but it's not about this season, or not even about next season. But in 2 seasons' time, they're going to, you know, most probably become key players for us. So it's good to see that they've got the balls to actually take on sides like this and big signing players from Wolverhampton Wanderers. And some of them go in there having no fear.
Absolutely. I mean, signing that 17-year-old from Turkey, who apparently is meant to be half decent as well. I mean, it shows that we put trust in them, and they don't back down. I mean, Pat Harris sort of threw himself about a little bit. Olakibe is not afraid to take people on, and Yarmolukh doesn't look 19; he looks 29. I mean, the future is bright, but we've just got to maintain our status in the Premier League to give them opportunities to build on. And I think if we do, I mean, what I've seen from these players, I mean, they're half decent. So keep Premier League status, keep giving them minutes, eventually start them if performances warrant that, and keep building from there. But no, the future looks bright.
Future looks bright. The future is definitely not orange. You know, Wolverhampton Wanderers orange, definitely not. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Don't forget to subscribe on all good podcast channels. And unfortunately, we're back in the hat, but we've got another game against Wolves in 10 days' time. So we're going to check that one out. Also, like I said to you, check us. We might take a little bit of a break. We'll see. Laney's over in Thailand. I'm just doing my thing. We'll see what we'll do next week. We might do a little podcast. We might not. But check out the channels, prideofwest.london. But listen, the globe's very quiet tonight, but that's because everyone's chilling. It's a Friday night, and they're chilling as they go into the weekend. But as we say, we've got to go out there. Come on, UBs!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.